You're listening to episode number 1835 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, October 8th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hello there.
A mighty hello there. Oh, my golly.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
There we go. All right, it's a little more like it. You know, sometimes on this show, we say nasty words, and then we bleep them because we can't say nasty words on K-Tahoe.
We try not to do very
If we were just an internet station, we could say nasty words. Uh-huh. We might offend a few people. So we warn everybody that possibly there could be a nasty slip in this. If you're listening later on the podcast, we let the F-bombs fly, okay? Just wanted to say we don't bleep anything. But we did that yesterday, matter of fact. Yeah.
We're not that bad.
Yeah, but it would be great if we were. That would just be good radio, I think. I think it would just be good radio. Hey, random facts for you today. Humans aren't very nutritious to eat. No. It's for all the cannibals listening. At only 650 calories per pound of muscle... Animals like boars and beavers have 1,800 calories a pound in a muscle. Not that anybody's eating boars and beavers.
Well, if you're on a diet, then you'd want to eat a human over something else.
The cannibal diet.
The cannibal diet, yes. Wait.
Who's going to be the spokesperson? no one knows exactly how long days are on Saturn because there are thousands of miles of clouds blocking the view. The best estimate is that the days are about 10 and a half hours.
Huh.
Huh.
Hmm.
Only one former cast member has ever been banned from hosting Saturday Night Live again, and that is Chevy Chase.
What?
Yeah, mainly for being a jerk to the cast and the crew. Lorne Michaels says,
"Wow,
you're out of here." Yeah, Chevy Chase.
Didn't
he host a bunch? Of course, he was on in the first season. He was part of the Not Ready for Primetime Players.
Right.
And then he left because, you know, he has an
too
ego.
Too big.
You know, had to do movies. Then he wanted to be a host again once in a while, and no, they won't let him.
Huh.
He's irrelevant now anyway. You know, he's like 77. Today was his birthday, by the way. Chevy Chase's birthday. All right, it is time. It's time for a little Who Cares this morning. What's happening?
Well, we're not going to talk about Ellen or Kim.
We're not?
No, we have more important things to talk about.
Like what?
Everything can wait.
Okay.
Presidential election, the whole bit.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is earth-shattering news.
What I really want our brightest minds doing right now is figuring out which actors are most likely to be shirtless in their movies. Holy Toledo. So luckily, someone did it.
Someone did the math.
They said, I'm going in.
I'm going.
I'm coming in hot. I'm doing it.
Taking the hit.
And the winner is...
And...
Zac Efron.
Wow. Zac Efron shirtless in movies.
He's been topless in 50% of his films.
That's why people go to see it. It's not for his fine acting or singing ability. Although, you know what? I will give him props.
He can do both.
The Greatest Showman on Earth, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was excellent.
The Greatest Showman,
The Greatest Showman, yeah.
Excellent movie.
Yeah. Everybody, by the way, was excellent in that movie.
It was just all around excellent.
You know what? I could watch that movie again.
I could, too.
It's such a feel-gooder.
It is.
So what's happened to Zendaya?
And McConaughey. Hugh Jackman. Jeepers.
Who kept his shirt on in that.
But man, he can sing.
Holy and dance.
Molly, he can sing.
Yeah, he's like a triple threat.
Yes.
Yeah, he's won Tonys, too. Did you know that? He won a Tony. So now he just needs a Grammy. I think he needs an Oscar, too. And
now,
an Emmy.
Also, okay, back on track. back on
Tony.
Track.
So anyway.
Also in the top 10.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, but you know.
Alrighty.
All of Game of Thrones. I mean, that's about his entire career.
he's done Aquaman.
He wasn't wearing pants in that show either. No pants, no shirt.
He's just beautiful.
Loincloth thing.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
And Henry Cavill.
Superman. Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio, which I just don't think about with his shirt off.
Maybe when he was a little kid.
Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, well, of course.
Matthew McConaughey.
Of course.
And then I would have been shocked if this one didn't make the list because I would be sad. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And one that I probably wish wasn't on the list, Andy Samberg.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Andy Samberg?
I don't know.
Are you kidding? Where's Hugh Jackman? He was topless in all of the Wolverine movies. I mean, you know.
I'm just reporting the news.
Yeah. And also in anything that he does with Ryan Reynolds where they're poking fun at each other, yeah. Usually Hugh is shirtless as well.
Yeah. He's just showing off to Ryan.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool. Okay? Let's get that straight.
All right.
Wow.
So,
did that make your day? Except for the Andy Samberg part?
Until we got to Andy Samberg.
Yeah, okay. I can understand that.
It's
I
like, totally thanks, but, well, you just I did that right there.
It's like for comic effect, does Andy Samberg just like strip off his shirt in a bunch of movies just to go like, hey, I'm shirtless.
But see, they figured out how much they've been topless.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? Greater minds than mine have figured this out, obviously. In his new memoir, Lenny Kravitz confirms that Bill Cosby hated it when Lisa Bonet got knocked up by, you know...
Lenny Kravitz.
By Lenny Kravitz.
But they were married.
I know.
I mean, like, what the hell, Bill? No room to talk.
I know.
But he makes room. Because he doesn't think he did anything wrong. Like,
what
dude.
Allegedly. No, he's been proven.
No, he's...
It's proven.
Convicted and serving his time.
Yep.
Yeah. So we can say that.
He actually...
Legally.
He basically banished her from the Cosby Show, and it's been on a different world.
I never knew that.
Yep.
Well, she did end up being on different world. And
well, she was 20 years old when she got pregnant, and her and Lenny were married.
Yeah, at the time they were
Producers
married.
Tried to write it in, but Cosby blocked it.
Yeah. They could have hit it. Come on, Cos. They hide stuff all the time.
All the time.
Women are pregnant. You're going like, really? Was she pregnant when she shot that?
Lisa left the show after its first season.
Right.
A Different World.
Yeah.
Even though it was originally supposed to be about her.
Yeah, Different World
was
about
her.
Yeah, the whole show was about her.
Now, after she gave birth and she was back to her normal dove again, Bill did invite her back to the Cosby Show, but the relationship had soured like sour pudding.
I see what you did there.
Pudding sour.
I see what you did there.
Like a Jell-O pudding pop that's been left out for too long.
They soured the pudding. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You know, in those days, Halle Berry was young enough. She could have stepped into that role. This was the 80s.
She
was 20 something.
Well,
yeah.
That's how old Lisa was.
Yeah, she could have done it. She could have done it.
They should have, could have.
They should have.
But, you wouldn't have wanted her around Bill Cosby.
You know what? I'm curious. No, heck no. And Bill Cosby's in jail. So, and they lived happily ever after.
Lisa Bonet is living her good life right now.
Yeah, she is.
Her and Jason Momoa.
Yeah, she's getting the shirtless every night. Now, see, Halle Berry could have had that.
Good God. Oh, my goodness.
Out of here.
And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.